Hello guys, it's Joshua Friday once again. This is the NBF podcast. Extremely excited to come to you again today. We've been talking about productivity, talking about a value-based system, about making decisions based on your values. It's extremely excited to be at this point. You know, we covered some things, and now it's time to get in deep and do some things. You know, we talked about priorities and prioritizing your time, your efforts. We talked about different stories and famous people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. But now it's time to really focus in on that word called productivity. You see, I think a lot of times as us being busy, well, sometimes we oftentimes forget about what's important. I'm talking about a family life. I'm talking about our value system in regards to church. We can find ourselves so busy being busy that we literally are just wasting time. And it's so interesting. There's a difference between being busy and a difference between being productive. If we made a list right now of the top 10 things that we said are the most important, really the first three are really the most important. Interesting enough, you know, when the word priorities, when that first came about, the singular word was priority. It wasn't priorities. That came along a little later. But essentially what that means is that, guys, it's really hard for everyone to say, all right, I'm going to give 10 things my all focus. You know, multitasking, it really is. It's a devastation now because a lot of people think that they can multitask. But in reality, there's no such thing as multitasking. Now, they did a control group. This is Gary Keller, the person who wrote The One Thing. And essentially what he found is that for the people who said they are multitasking versus those who literally focus on one different thing, they lost between 50 to 80% efficiency of what they were doing. So while some people look like they can better do multitasking, the reality is anyone who is multitasking versus the person who's giving something their singular focus was actually more efficient in what they were doing. So what does that actually say about us? You know, as human beings, the word multitasking, it gives us an excuse to do more than one thing at once and not really put a lot of time and effort into one different thing. And I'm not saying that you have to be so all focused into one thing. However, what I would say is that if you're focusing on 3 to 4 different businesses, I think it'd be extremely important to spend time, aka time blocking. I'm gonna come back to that to a second, where you're giving singular focus to that specific thing at that specific time. You say, why do you say that? Well, the reality is, if you can block it out like that and create yourself a daily routine, according to Darren Hardy, all the famous athletes out there have something called a pre-workout or a pre-game routine, right? So a lot of times if you're playing football, what that means is that you're stretched before the game and before you get on the field, you may jump on your feet. As a wrestler, I had this myself. What I normally would do is I would jump on my legs to really free up my legs, but also give myself a little bit of a stretch, a little bit of tension for me to get used to the fact that I'm about to use them at a very high level. The two things that you can always control is how you begin your day and how you end it. And it's interesting enough how positivity versus negativity, how that plays into how much you can do during one day. So going back to the word time blocking, what does that really mean? What that really means is scheduling is one thing, right? That just means that at any given day, you have one particular task that you're looking at. So another thing to time block, what does that really mean? Time blocking is putting a certain amount of time on a calendar for a specific thing for a certain amount of time. For instance, if I said I'm going to read during today, let's say tomorrow, what I literally could do is I can say, all right, during the morning time from 8 to 10, I'm going to be like, all right, as soon as I wake up, there's nothing else I'm doing except for those 2 hours other than reading. And you think that's crazy to think about that, but you should think about it like this. You know, we're not talking about the average here, guys. We're talking about those who want extreme results. We're talking about those who want to be extraordinary. We're talking about those who want to move the needle forward. Now, if you just you're okay with what you're doing, that's fine and dandy. But this podcast is this reiteration, this reamping is to fully equip you for you to go to the next level. That only starts at the level in which you say, all right, this is my comfort level. Let me push past that. And part of that is saying, all right, start to understand that the level of thinking that got you to where you're at is the same level of thinking, right? So in order for you to move forward at any particular level, the first thing you need to do is to change your level of thinking, right? So if you have been, I'll say, productive up to this point, but you never had tried time compounding along with time blocking can really massively change your life. Massively. It's interesting enough how we all have 24 hours, and Darren Hardy was actually talking to different people about different things. He was asking people. He said, all right, do you have a $40,000 system? Do you have a $60,000 system? Because a lot of us say time is money. And I think a lot of people really don't understand what that means. But the reality is, if there's people who make millions of dollars in a year, and there's people who make $40,000 to $60,000 a year, ultimately speaking, that just means that one person is being more productive. Because while that one person is making $40,000 to $60,000 a year, the other person making $1 million, that simply means that they're making more per hour and therefore being more productive about how they're creating their income. So essentially, when he asks someone, do you have a $40,000 to $60,000 system that you're using, a time system, or do you have a $1 million system that you're using? They say, all right, how can I tell? He always responds with that. How much money are you making? And, you know, money is not the be-all, end-all, but I think it's all fair to say that if we're going to make money, essentially, and we know that there's only a limited amount of time in a day, I think it'd be more efficient to make more money with the same time that you have every day, right? So time blocking. It's amazing what that can do in your life. If you just use it and fully apply that, that means that you not only potentially have more time with your family, but you have more time spent building your business. There's a thing called intentionality, and what that really means, that means that each and every day you're being appropriate, right, for that moment of life. We talked about that. You see, first, if you have a value-based system, that means that you say yes and no to things that meet your life's mission. And if you say yes and no to things that meet your life mission, you automatically become more productive because you're living your life based on priorities, right? Because based on your value system, there are things in which you probably should be doing and things that you probably don't care about as much. That's what a value system is all about, helping you understand what's most important. And now that you have things on your task list that are most important, it comes to the fact that if you're doing them or not, and really, in all reality, according to Atomic Habits, it's a whole lot easier to do things when you're in a properly primed environment. What does that mean? You have the value-based system. You have your life mission. You're saying yes and no to things that make sense to your life mission. You're getting your priorities. You have your time list and what you can accomplish every single day. Next, you start to time compound and make sure you're doing those things that are intentional. You automatically become more productive because you're literally being intentional with your schedule, which you're going to use anyway. And guys, it's going to dramatically increase the time in which you use something and more efficient. And then you can expect better results, right? Better results, aka profit. You know, really, profit and results are the exact same thing. Profit is the result of doing something in an efficient manner, therefore releasing the seeds of it, right? There's a thing called sowing and reaping. And what that literally means is that first you plant a seed. Then after you plant a seed, you can expect to get something from it. That is really called the time in which you put it in the soil. And after you put it in the soil, that is when you reap something up. And that is the harvest, guys. But that only comes with first planting the seed. So as always, this is Nutrition Mike Friday. Thank you so much for joining me again today. So excited to be talking to you about productivity, about life, about how to make different missions. Really, I'm going to leave you with some action steps here, as I always do. Action number one. Do you understand how efficient your life can be if you move from multitasking and change your life into time compounding? Secondly, what is time compounding and how can it change your life? And number three, if you started to time block and not multitask and focus on priorities one at a time, how would that change your life? As always, guys, this is Nutrition Mike Friday. Thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to talking to you again soon.